obviously we're not too pleased with how we're playing, especially defensively. And it's certainly my job to get that fixed. But we did a better job of taking care of the ball, and we really got on the boards, at least the offensive boards, and did a nice job that way. I didn't think we did a particularly good job on the defensive boards, but Martin made some tough shots. I mean, they made some very difficult shots. Some we were just badly out of position, but a lot of them they made over hands, and we knew that they were capable of making tough shots going into the game. Unfortunately, we didn't do quite enough, at least from our vantage point, to cause them to miss. So I thought our defensive intensity was okay at times, but just our execution of it wasn't very good. I thought Red's pressure on the ball late in the game was real key. His steal was obviously huge, and so we lived to kind of tell about it. But there's not a lot for us to be pleased with right now. So we're going to have to get back to the drawing board and get better.
Coach, you said coming into the week that you were the most overrated team in the country. I'm guessing this did nothing to change that opinion?
I don't lie to them. My job is to tell them the truth and try to help them get better and to tell them the truth. And we quite honestly, weren't completely sure if our defense was as bad as maybe we suspected, or if it was just the fact that our turnovers were leading to so many points for the other team that we couldn't, we really couldn't make an accurate assessment about our defense because all of our turnovers were leading to so many points for our opponents. And today we got our answer. We didn't turn it over very much, and we couldn't guard them. So that's what we know now, and we've got a lot of work to do and not a lot of time to get it done in.
Is there a point in the season, Kevin, where, you know, 12 games in, you may just say, what we're doing isn't working, it's time to change things philosophically, defensively, or do you just stick with what's worked, or what do you do?
Well, I think that I'm not one to continue to sit around and watch the same thing not work. So we may have to change our approach. We may have to change some of it is certainly execution. Some of it is awareness and that kind of thing. But we'll have to make that assessment and figure it out.
Their coach, shifting gears on here, said he thought that Hudson was going to be an NBA player at some point in the future. After today, would you think he's appropriate?
I told our team in here yesterday when we were going over their personnel that he would be an NBA player, and he's quite good, and we didn't do a very good job on him, but. You know, he's not the third leading scorer in the country for nothing. He got 36 against Memphis and 36 against Mississippi State. I guess he likes that number against the high major teams. But he's certainly capable of making a lot of baskets. Robinson was the one that, you know, he hasn't played in the last four games, and he was the one that got away from us, and it started right from the first possession of the game. So, but again, it's just disappointing, very, very disappointing. We did things that we had to do at the end. We made free throws. We did a good job in a lot of areas. But right now, we've got a long way to go defensively. And again, it's my job to fix it.
Did Jamie play today because he earned a spot, or because everybody else, you were pulling so many people out?
No, I told Jamie a couple of days ago, but based on his performance in practice, he was going to get in the game. And that's why he got in.
And how'd you feel like he played?
I thought he did fine for first time out there. I thought he did fine.
It seemed like he gave you guys a little lift defensively.
Oh, he'll get in and play hard defensively. Now that's he's a good enough player to play here over a long period of time. I mean, he's a good basketball player, and we've had him out here for, you know, a few weeks now. And Jamie's a good player.
He's
And he's not only a good defensive player, he's a good offensive player. So, and until Red started playing towards the last 5 or 6 minutes, putting heat on the ball like he was, Jamie was the only one that had shown us in practice that he would consistently get up and try to do that. And so he may earn himself more time just by virtue of his willingness to be physical and play hard defensively.
Coach, was it a situation maybe where
You don't take them lightly when you watch them on film. I mean, they have guys that can make tough shots, and we didn't. This is a case that we relaxed at halftime. We relaxed at some point in the first half. We just don't have the habits you have to be a good defensive team yet. And we'll sit around for a long time and talk about the season that could have been if we don't get that figured out. And forget the ranking, forget the record, forget all the stuff that doesn't matter. If we don't learn to guard, we're going to have problems. Fortunately, we can score. And I'd rather be able to score than not be able to score. And we can. And we know how to play when it gets tight. We know how to function when the game's tight. And I commend our guys for that. They're really good under pressure, and I like that. But we're going to get better defensively or else. Something. I don't know. I'm going to go on vacation. I don't know what that else is, but something. Or we're going to get worse. How about that?
How much of this is a case of just defensive deficiencies, and how much of it is a case is you've got a good team that knows how to win, and they just turn it on when they need to?
You know, I don't know. I don't know how to measure that. I wish I had the answer to that question, because that's an opinion question, basically, I think. I don't think you can really know, although it's a good question, I don't think you can really know the answer to it, because it might be a certain way with one guy, but a little bit differently with another guy or whatever. So Shane is the only guy that we've gotten real consistent defensive effort out of the way we really need it. And we've just got to find some guys to go with him.
Kendall, you make the best to score 92 points today on 39% shooting. What does that say?
We can score. I mean, we can score. We got the ball to the foul line, and that's, we've got good foul shooters, and we did a great job of offensive rebound. It's the best offensive rebounding game of the season for us. George went in and got some offensive boards, but we're just not. We're just in a stretch right now to where we're not playing as well as we'd like to be playing, and that's okay, because you're not going to play your best game for 30. But we've got some trends here that need to be fixed, and they need to be fixed real shortly, because things are going to get pretty hairy here pretty soon. Thank you.
Thanks.